Welcome to another episode of Debt Review with Dummies. And by dummies, we refer to your hosts. I am Corey, the dummiest dummy.
And I'm Zach. I'm so dumb. I thought a financial advisor was the guy who helps you at the ATM.
Zach, what is Debt Review with Dummies?
It's a podcast all about debt review. And recently we've been talking about all the results of the Debt Review Awards. So I'm excited that we'll get to talk to someone who was a big winner at the awards today.
Yeah, it's always fun to speak to these winners, and especially someone that's this year went up from normally, I think, one or something, gone up to three awards this year. So, I mean, that's really amazing. Who are we chatting to today?
Well, I think we should get Scott on the line here from Consumer Friend.
Scott, thank you very much for joining us. We're really privileged to have you with the Dummies. Thank you very much for spending some time with us. Let's start off. Just tell us a little bit about, before we get to the questions, a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, sure. So my name is Scott Van Staden. I'm one of the directors and shareholders of Consumer Friend. And I've been in the industry for over 10 years now. So that's a not insignificant amount of time. As we all are, hey, once you're in it, I think you're in it, you don't leave. Bit of Hotel California happening, yeah. But I think I've really enjoyed, as I said, over the last 10 years being with Consumer Friend and just learning the industry, and just helping consumers, at the end of the day, that's what it's about.
So Scott, you guys have an incredible reputation. We'll get into that in a moment or two, but just to let people know, you are not credit providers yourself. Maybe you can just explain a little bit about that in case someone's
listening. So I think the National Credit Act kind of has us down as what they call a creditor agent. That's the legal term for it. But essentially, we like to explain ourselves or describe ourselves as a BPO. So anybody who knows what a BPO is, or business process outsource, where there's a credit provider that doesn't want to do that debt review thing and they want to outsource that process because it's not core to their function. So if you think of a bank or something, their core function is to lend money and make money. It's not necessarily to clean up afterwards and do debt collection and that. And that's why they have EDC panels and all of those things. So for us as Consumer Friend, we're in that little niche. We call ourselves BPO, so a business process outsource. And we technically look after the debt review portion of work or departments stand in on behalf of credit providers.
Scott, what would you say makes your debt review department different to other ones, especially looking at the awards now?
Well, absolutely. I think, there's a few things. One is Consumer Friend are the specialists in debt review. It's all we do. So we don't do anything else. That's all we do. We eat, breathe, and sleep debt review. If we look at our staff makeup and that, we're a group of IT, legal, financial experts. Who've all kind of specialized in this debt review industry now for many years. So that's all we do. We aren't jack of all trades, master of none. We are simply master of one, which is debt review. We've been doing this for over 20 years. We've got staff who've been with us for over 25 years, even kind of pre the National Credit Act. They were around helping in the collection side of the business and in other aspects. So, there's a second thing that makes us different perhaps to other debt review departments. And then the last thing, like I mentioned earlier, is that really it's always about the consumer. And that's really what we do have at heart. It's one of these weird setups because we have the heart of the consumer, but our clients are actually the credit providers, but then our biggest stakeholders are probably the debt counselors. So, we kind of sit across the industry because we've got these three parties that we're constantly dealing with all day long. So really, it's about where does it come from? Where does your heart lie? For us, it is about the consumers and helping people who are distressed.
Right. So, Scott, this year at the Debt Review Awards, you cleaned up. Let's put it that way. You had great success, right? You were recognized left, right, and center. Tell us a little bit about, what did you win? Like, what was it like?
Yeah. Look, we love coming to the Debt Review Awards. We'll give a plug here to Zach quickly and the team. Well done, guys. Always a great job. But really, for us, you know, it's more than just winning the award. Obviously, it's about the recognition. And it also shows us that we're on track because you have peers in the industry who are voting for you. So, I mean, it's almost better than statistical metrics. You know, yes, we give you your COBs on time and all of those good things, but I think, you know, how people feel about you is sometimes actually more important. It's quite a subjective industry that we work in. So this year, I mean, we won three awards, which is unusual, I think. It does happen, but it's not often that credit providers walk away with three awards. So we walked away with retail finance. So in that category of retail finance, a large portion of our clients sit in the retail space. But I think what was significant was it's the 12th year in a row that we've won it. Back to back to back to back to back to, yeah, I can't count. So that many times. And in fact, Zach can confirm, but that is every single year that it's been around. So the Debt Review Awards has been around for 12 years and we've won it 12 times. So I think the term cleanup definitely fits there. This year, for the first time, was also short-term finance. Obviously, we do have other clients who sit in the short-term finance, banking, et cetera, realms, personal loan side and that. And yeah, so first year that we were nominated and won in that category. And then the highest debt review department award, which I think is now 3 years old, and we've won it for the last 2 years in a row. So yeah, I think, I mean, the last one, the other two always great to get, and I'm sure we'll continue to get them, but highest rated debt review department essentially in the country, I mean, I guess it's in the name.
Yeah, I think, because obviously this industry, it's not that we're in competition. We're just trying to provide the highest levels of service. I mean, that's essentially what we're doing. It's not a
100%.
competition in that way. But that just shows that when people are talking about every single debt review department and they're kind of measuring all those metrics, they're coming back and they're saying, you should check out Consumer Friend. You should check out Consumer
Yeah,
Friend. I mean, that's
100%.
very impressive. Well done.
Indeed, thank you. Yeah, and as I say, that's why it goes back to that recognition. You know, it's you know, we want to win the awards and things, but it's the recognition to know that what we're doing properly and we're doing right.
Congratulations. I think it really does, hats off to the guys and your team. And I think it sets the bar and also it creates a little bit of competition for yourself to continuously be on the top. So yeah, I hope to
Absolutely.
see you guys there again next year. So congratulations.
Absolutely.
Obviously you can't bring the whole team. I know it wasn't Durban this year, but you can't bring the whole team, unfortunately, to the awards. So I'm assuming you guys organized a bit of a watch party for the guys at the office.
Look, I mean, we brought like 12 of us. Doesn't that count? That's pretty good. But yes, absolutely. And we do every year, regardless of whether it's in Durban or Joburg or Cape Town. We've got TV screens in our offices anyway that the guys use for the boring work stuff, which we convert on the day so they can watch. We've also got staff who work from home, and the links were sent out, and there was definitely probably a large majority, I would say, of our staff who were engaged and watching to see. I got many, many messages moments after we won. So yeah, they were watching for sure.
And to just jump around a little bit here, I'm presuming when you get an award like that, it's a reason to celebrate. The team celebrates somehow.
Yeah, absolutely. So they celebrated with much cheer and vigor, but as a reward specifically for our Consumer Friend staff, we've actually given them a full day's leave off, which is great for the guys and something that really means a lot to them, and appreciate it. It's that annoying day. I think it's the 15th of December. So debt counselors, if you're listening to this, don't phone us on the 15th. We won't answer. You'll get an out of office email. But yeah, just to give the guys a long weekend, so they end up with a nice long weekend, proper celebration. Yeah.
That's pretty cool, I must say. That's pretty very nice. And then obviously, do you guys share it somewhere, your winnings? Do you put it on your social medias? And where are those piggies? Are they like proudly in your office, or is it actually in front at the desk where everybody can see it?
Yeah, so we've got, strangely over the years, we have duplicates of some piggies. But we do have at least one full set. So that actually sits in our main boardroom. We've got a little display shelf in there, quite a big display shelf. We win other awards as well. So all our awards sit there. And then I've got some duplicates in my office. We've got one or two at our reception as well. So they're displayed all over. So it's very difficult to miss them if you do come to our office. On socials, obviously, as you say, I mean, when we win, we're on LinkedIn, the articles are written, it's all out there.
And now you've once again set the bar. Okay, everybody's chasing you. They got to say, well, look, if Consumer Friend are doing that, we should do that too. What does 2026 look like behind the scenes when you're planning it? Obviously, not for the awards, but when you're planning ahead for industry stuff, for things internally that you're planning to do, what does that look like? What does next like year look like for you?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, for us, there's probably, I'd say, three things. So, it's continuous improvement, and that's over all kind of realms of the business, but particularly in operationally, and which leads into the second thing, which is listening to the feedback from debt counselors and other stakeholders in the industry. And I think the debt counselors will attest to the fact that we are always open to discussions. If they've got problems, they can always contact us. I mean, everybody, I'll drop Chantel's name in here. Everybody knows Chantel. She is their direct link. She works 24/7. You can WhatsApp her anytime you like. Sorry, Chantel. Yeah, Zach does, I know. So, those are the kinds of things I think that we do really well. So is to listen to that feedback from debt counselors, PDAs, credit providers even, and just see, we kind of aggregate all of that feedback and go, okay, well, there's an issue. You know what I mean? That's what we need to continuously improve and look at that particular area. And then the third thing is technology. So we invest heavily in technology. When I say invest, I mean monetarily, but as well as time, so obviously technology costs money, but also, we have a company called Slipstream Software Solutions that supports Consumer Friend with software and APIs and all of these exciting things. And we spend a lot of time looking at how we can improve the industry as a whole. So it's not always just selfish and how we can improve, but if it's a link into a credit provider, if it's an integration into a DC, we're talking to the PDAs, so it's that continuous improvement, whether it's technology or processes or listening to DCs and incorporating that back into what we do. And that's really how we stand out this year, last year, and how we will next year. And as you say, if you're consistently doing that, we'll be having this conversation next year again.
Well, let's just talk about that software for a moment before we let you go.
Of course.
You guys aren't greedy. You're not sitting on a pile of gold there like a dragon refusing to share. I believe that software, I'll let you punt a little bit here, is available to others who want to also make use of that software.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've got essentially, I want to call it two products or two things that you could look at. Let's call it three. If you're a debt counselor, get signed up to our debt counselor portal. It's free. It doesn't cost you anything. It will change your life. So that's the one thing. The next are the two products. So Consumer Friend uses a product called DREX or Debt Review Exchange, the same thing that you as a debt counselor would log into. You get a portal. But if you're a credit provider and you need a system because yours is terrible and the debt counselors are telling you it's terrible and you didn't win an award this year, then give us a call because that's something that we can help you with if you need a system. If you've got a system but you want to become more efficient, continuous improvement, as we say, give us a call because we have a product called Switch. And Switch looks at uses fancy things like API integrations and AI to make you more efficient and streamline the data getting into your system, this debt review PDF nightmare that we all live in. So really, yeah, those are the three things. If you're a debt counselor, make sure you're on the portal. If you're a credit provider, phone us, you probably need us.
I wanted to echo Scott what you said about Chantel. Chantel is probably one of the most well-known people in the industry. Everybody loves her, and she's always willing to join, especially when you have like external things. Like we had the conference in Bloemfontein, and she was there in a heartbeat. You guys allowed it. You guys sponsored and helped out a bit. So yeah, I just wanted to echo that and say thank you. From our side, from anybody's side, I mean, in the industry, to say thank you for what you guys are doing for us, and we really see it, and it's well deserved. The awards are definitely well deserved. So, from our side, well done and thank you.
Excellent. Yeah, thanks, guys. As I say, we really are, I mean, down to the fact that we are now and oh, Vanessa's going to kill me. Isn't an associate member of Dacasa? It's just that is how involved we are. We make sure that we are part of those events, whether it's myself at the bigger ones, Chantel at the really small ones. In Bloom, we make sure that we're involved and that we know what's going on and what your guys' struggles are. At the end of the day, if we don't all kind of know what's going on, nobody's going to improve. So.
Yeah, so well done. So everybody else that's listening, do a consumer friend of this doing, you know, do that. It's great. We love it. And you can hear it. The debt counselors obviously love it too. So thank you so much, Scott, for joining us today. And
Thanks for the
congratulations
time,
again.
guys.
3 awards. Wow. Amazing.
Brilliant. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, always fun to speak to these winners, Zach. Really, really great interview, I think. It was fun to speak to Scott. And we're looking forward to next year's awards. I think that's wrapping up for these last few interviews we've had. So I think we're looking forward to a jam-packed next year, 2026.
Yeah, it's going to be crazy. In fact, next week, we've got an amazing interview with a consumer that I really want you to listen to as well. Like, everybody, please tune in for that amazing interview. We've been holding back on it. We've been waiting. We'll share that now. But congratulations to Consumer Friends for setting the bar. I think they make us all feel a bit either smarter or dumber. I'm not sure, depending how we're doing. But certainly, they're setting the standard. And it was great to have Scott in today.
Yeah, it was great interviewing Scott. Scott, thank you very much again for your time. Zach, thank you very much for your time as always. Thank you to our listeners, and we'll see you on the next episode of Debt Review with Dummies.
Da-da-da-dum.